Hello and you're welcome to the very first episode of Ours to Protect here on Galway Bay FM with me, your presenter, John Morley. During the course of this programme, we'll be explaining what Ours to Protect is about. We'll be looking at some of the resources you can get on ourstoprotect.ie. If you want to contribute to the show over the course of the next year, you can email us at ourstoprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. We'll be giving you details on a survey that's being conducted by the IBI and also the Ecological Footprint Calculator. We'll be talking to people on the street to get their thoughts on sustainability, and we'll also be discussing that in greater detail with our first panel of the year. And we have many big names included there, including Dr. John Caulfield of the University of Galway, Pádraig Power of Refurbed, and David Lawler, the director of Green Ocean Coffee. So lots more to come up in the next half hour or so on Ours to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's edition of Ours to Protect. Looking at the programme today, if you want to get your details or your comments into us, you can do on 086 38 33 55 3. We're looking for you to contribute to this programme over the course of the next year. Every Thursday at 11:30, we'll be looking at Ours to Protect and how we can better protect and preserve our environment. Now, though, on the programme today, I'm going to introduce you to it. And to do that, we're going to talk all things sustainability. And to do that, I talked to some people on the streets to hear what they thought sustainability actually meant.
Sustainability is all about kind of caring for the environment and caring for our planet, as it were. And obviously, you do that by doing your bit. I know, obviously, it's a big thing now with the whole 2030 climate agreement, but doing your bit, carpooling, recycling, biodegradable products, not waste and stuff. Fast fashion as well, like, just don't buy stuff that you're going to wear once. Just to kind of look out for the planet, because we only have one, so might as well make the most of it.
No, not really, not exactly, but I think it has something to do with the environment. Not entirely sure, but I'm trying to think, is it to do with, like, I suppose, like, clothes and things like that, like reusing things and, like, you know, saving for the environment, like maybe secondhand clothes and, like, plastics and stuff, like reusing them.
I suppose really just keeping an eye on your waste and making sure that you're not using fast fashion, maybe renting some dresses for weddings or going to vintage stores, or possibly those stores have been popping up all around the place, the repack stores. Like, instead of buying from Tesco or Dunnes, you can go to the repack stores, bring your own storage containers and fill up anything that's missing from your house.
Sustainability means being environmentally friendly and reusing up materials that are in short supply.
Well, I think it is doing our part to save the environment. So obviously recycling, going to charity shops instead of buying new clothes, and, like, if you're a driver, I'm not a driver myself, but if you're a driver, maybe walking more instead of using your car.
Those are the thoughts of some members of the public here in Galway on sustainability. I'll give you the definition now. Sustainability is the ability to maintain a balance between human needs and the natural world without depleting resources or causing harm to the environment. So how did they do? And what's your thoughts on sustainability? Get them into us on 086 38 33 55 3 or email ourstoprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. Now, though, I want to talk about a survey that's been produced by the people at IBI and Commission Yaman on the Ours to Protect initiative. And there's a survey called surveymonkey.com. If you look at our socials, you get it a little later on. But what it is it's trying to get the sense of people of what they want out of environmental and climate action programmes, what topics you want covered, how you want it got, whether that's via radio, TV, newspapers, online. And it also covers a vast range of different things in terms of what you yourself are interested in terms of environmental and climate action and all that type of stuff. So if you go onto the survey, you can complete it, and we'll be doing two more surveys after this one throughout the course of the next year as well. You can also get more detail on the Ours to Protect programme on ourstoprotect.ie, as I mentioned a little earlier on. And there's also a very novel footprint calculator. It's an ecological footprint calculator. And what that does is you can fill in all the different criteria in it. It's on footprintcalculator.org. And that'll allow you to assess how long it takes into a year when you've gone past your footprint day, and it also gives you how many earths it would take to fulfill your carbon footprint and meet your needs that you currently are using. So we're going to try our best over the course of next year to reduce our carbon footprints and better protect our environment. Coming up after the break, we'll be having our panel discussion on sustainability.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
A very good morning to you and you're welcome back into today's programme of Ours to Protect. Now, we're going to turn our attention to sustainability for this part of the programme, for our introductory programme here on Ours to Protect. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Dr. John Caulfield. He's the Director of Strategy Implementation at the University of Galway. On the line I have Pádraig Power, the Senior Marketing Manager, Global Operations in Ireland at Refurbed. And we also have David Lawler, who is the Director of Green Ocean Coffee. Gentlemen, you're all very welcome onto the programme today. I'm going to start off this programme by speaking with John Caulfield, Dr. John Caulfield, the Director of Strategy Implementation at University of Galway. John, first of all, thank you for coming into studio to us and you're very welcome onto the programme. Talk to us though, there's a big news announcement there for the University of Galway last week, which the university was ranked 34th in the world for sustainability.
That's right, John. Delighted to be here. I feel a lot of pressure here representing our university community of something like 22,000 people here in Galway City. Staff and students who are very passionate about sustainability. And we were really pleased because based on, I suppose, so much collective effort, we're not just talking about our researchers. They play a huge part in this area of researching all aspects of sustainability. We're talking about the people who teach the next generation of engineers or lawyers or activists or whoever they might be, but also people on campus with all these creative ways to reduce waste, to encourage sustainable consumption production on campus. All of these things together, we submitted to the Times Higher Education Impact Rankings. They ranked, I think, 1,500 universities around the world. We're top in Ireland. We're 34th in the world, believe it or not, for our positive impact on sustainable development. We're really pleased about it. But of course, we can't stop there. We know the urgency of the challenges we need to face as a world, as a planet. And we know, too, the actions that we can take ourselves in our own lives or through the research we lead in the university or the conferences we bring here or the next generation of students that we give the skills to, if you like. We know that the challenge is there. We need to keep pushing on. And our students demand it. You know, when we asked our university community what are the values that will lead us to, you know, over the next few years, the students really pushed for sustainability. And I'm really pleased to see to show that others are telling us we're doing a good job of it. But, of course, the work never stops.
Now, this accolade was awarded by the Impact Rankings, and that's via the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. You might just talk us through the breakdown of what was actually part of this criteria for the ranking.
Yeah, so there are 17 Sustainable Development Goals. They were agreed by the United Nations, all the countries around the world. They rarely agree on anything, but they agreed on these. There's 17 things that the planet needs to get right if we're going to get out of the mess that we're in and if we're going to continue on a sustainable transition to a more sustainable future. Universities submit on all the various things we do in the classroom, in the labs or on the campus on these sustainable development goals. They get counted up and then you get marked out of your top three. And then one of them is called partnerships for the goals. So they also measure you on how good you are at partnering with others. So when all of these were taken into account, we scored best in Ireland and 34th in the world. Ones that stood out for us in particular in the university include SDG 12, Responsible Consumption and Production. A lot of that is stuff that we're doing on campus with our students and with our staff. We're fifth in the world for that. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Other ones that stood out for the university include things like life below water. You know, an awful lot of marine research happening in the university, out on the research vessels here in Galway, but also things like economics. How do we sustain coastal communities? Stuff like that. Affordable and clean energy. Again, lots of work in the lab around things like testing turbines for, you know, marine renewable energy, but also loads of things happening on the campus. It's kind of hard to see when you're walking around campus because it's generally up on roofs. Who knew that Galway could become a powerhouse for solar PV, right? But, you know, we're constantly adding more solar PV to our buildings, switching them on. We also have the geothermal project that's about to be switched on in the North Campus that's going to generate energy for the swimming pool there. So loads of really good examples on the campus. And then, of course, we can work with the community partners, bring people on and show them what we're doing. We can all learn from each other. We've actually reduced the amount of energy we use by 50% over the last 15 years.
You can really hear the positivity coming from you, Dr. John Caulfield. And a lot of things you mentioned there, a lot of that's innovation. That's a nice way of, I suppose, tackling climate action. A lot of people talk about the downsides and negative, but to actually have innovation that can offer solutions.
Yeah, look, you can get, it's called eco-anxiety. We actually set up a group in the university to help students with eco-anxiety. They meet and they talk about these issues, because I think sometimes we can get really, it can get bleak, right? When you talk about climate change and the things that feel out of our control, it can get dark and bleak. And I think sometimes what we need to do is focus on the positives, because we can all do things in our own daily lives. And then, of course, with the power, I suppose, of a university, of all that knowledge and the equipment and facilities and the international research collaborations, there's lots of things we can do. And really good example of that is our Macehead research facility that measures the air that comes in off the Atlantic, so that other researchers can compare around the world to see how it's being polluted, to look for triggers, for example, for climate change, or how changes in the atmosphere impact humans' health and well-being. You know, we can do unique things here in Galway with the experts we have and the facilities we have. We can train up students in those things, and we can act ourselves in our own lives. So all of these things can be positive. There are always challenges. I think one of the biggest challenges we probably have in the university is reducing our greenhouse gas emissions based on travel. You know, we're based here in the city, a lot of students and staff coming and going. And really, I think, you know, that's probably one of the hardest nuts to crack, because I suppose we all have our own commuting habits. And of course, with accommodation challenges, more and more of us are having to travel further distances. So I think that's one thing. Of course, just positive news stories there. You know, the e-car revolution, the new bridge. It's brilliant. Bus connects, fingers crossed it'll happen. More greenways in the city. So there's, again, you know, every time you look at the big challenge that seems so hard to crack, we together, collectively, with expertise, energy and passion, and in changes in our own day-to-day behaviours, I think we really can contribute to positive change.
Definitely. Stay with me if you don't mind, because I want to bring into the conversation now Porrick Power. He's the Senior Marketing Manager, Global Operations in Ireland at Refurbed. Porrick, you're very welcome on to today's programme. And yourselves there at Refurbed, you're looking, I suppose, particularly there since Monday gone by was a very special day for us there, World Environment Day. You're looking at, I suppose, encouraging people to utilise and avail of your refurbished products.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Dr. Caulfield was saying, and it's great to hear the passion there with regards to the environment, there are little things that all of us can do. I think that it is quite scary, and people can get a bit worried when they think of the climate as a whole. But when we break it down and we see what can I do in my day-to-day life, or what can I do that actually is a win for me and the environment, we see devices such like the things that Refurbed has, which are refurbished devices that are cheaper for customers, but also they have a much, much lower environmental impact. So that's our little mission there, is to try and continue to push the refurbished industry and make sure that devices such as phones, laptops, tablets, the whole lot, that they get to live as long as possible, and that they're not just chucked out irresponsibly.
And we're talking about the positives there. It is a win-win for people, because they're refurbished electronic devices and they're also a lot cheaper than they would be brand new.
Absolutely, yeah. So on average, our devices are about 40% cheaper than if you were buying them new. And I think we all know what the price of new tech these days, that ends up being a lot of savings. And then aside from that as well, they have the environmental impact. So we recently did research with the Fraunhofer Institute in Austria. They're a renowned research institution. And we've seen that on average, our devices save about 80% of carbon production versus a new device, and 90% of water usage versus a new device. So it's great to see those staggering numbers, and then also to be able to save money along the way.
And I know that you've linked in with afforestation, initiatives as well.
Yes, we have. So for every device that Refurb sells, we plant a tree. And they're all native trees within the countries that we plant. And we were really happy last year to launch a local tree planting partnership in Ireland with a great company called Reforest Nation. So they're a not-for-profit, and their purpose is to reforest Ireland, because Ireland actually has the lowest forest cover around Europe, about 2% forest cover that we have. So they're replanting Ireland with native species of trees, and there's 20 different species they plant. So for every device that we sell at Refurb, a tree will be planted, and Irish customers have the option to make sure that that's a native tree to Ireland, within Ireland.
What's the future of this industry, and are governments doing enough to regulate it?
Yes, so that's two really good questions. The future is, growth is fantastic within the industry. We've seen ourselves within Refurb exponential growth year on year. And then aside from that, when we look at it on a wider scale within the globe, I suppose, We can see in the US that the industry is valued at just less than $27 billion this year, $1 billion. And by the end of this year, it's expected to be just less than $70 billion. So absolutely huge growth when we see the industry itself. But then when it comes to governments and what they can do, it really can be pushed further. With regards to refurbs, we're part of the European Refurbishment Industry Association. It's called REFAS. And with that, we are lobbying governments on a European level to try and get them to implement ways that customers can ensure that the refurbishment industry is regulated and that they do know that they're getting the quality there. So one of the things is there'll be a new quality standard implemented, or hopefully we're pushing for there to be a new quality standard implemented across the industry by the end of this year, which means all players in the refurbishment industry would have the quality levels that Refurb has.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stay with me if you don't mind their part, because I want to go now to our next guest, who is David Lawler, the director of Green Ocean Coffee. David, a very good morning to you first. And Green Ocean Coffee, you're doing a lot of work to help preserve and protect the ecosystems in our oceans.
Yes, that's right. Thanks, John, for having me on. Green Ocean Coffee is about restoring the seagrass and oyster beds in Clew Bay. So last year, we started a project to refurb, or not refurb, at least to reseed 180 hectares of seabed in a special area of conservation in Clew Bay. So fundamentally, what that means is layering a thin layer of kind of broken culch to allow for the broodstock of oyster spat that's in the bay to reseed. And with that, then encourages the propagation of seagrass and seaweeds. And all of this is being funded by the sale of Green Ocean Coffee, which is a brand new coffee brand that we launched in January this year. And each bag of coffee funds the refurbishment or reseeding of 1 square meter of seabed. So it's a hugely exciting project, and it's really important from a from an environmental point of view, because oysters filter the water, which in turn makes it a lot cleaner and a lot clearer, which allows for seaweed and seagrasses to grow, which is hugely important for attracting in juvenile fish to spawn and just kind of kickstart the ecosystem. So oysters, I suppose, are a keystone species, which are kind of pivotal to ocean health.
And do you mind telling me just where did the inspiration come from for this new coffee company to move in this direction and to do this sustainable project?
So Watermark Coffee is the company behind Green Ocean Coffee, and we've been hugely interested in kind of environmental issues for quite some time. And particularly myself and my wife, Marguerite, we're both divers and sailors. So we've spent a lot over the last 20 years, I suppose, witnessing huge changes to the marine environment. And I suppose not just in Ireland, but also overseas. And I suppose when somebody sees a tree being cut down, it's very obvious. But the damage that's actually happening to the ocean environment is less obvious unless you're actually down there diving. So I suppose because the ocean is hugely important from a climate point of view, because 50% of the world's oxygen is actually created from phytoplankton. And seagrasses and that are actually more important for generating, for sequestering atmospheric carbon. So I suppose to answer the question, the inspiration for this came from our own personal experience and seeing the changes that are happening at a really accelerated rate around us.
And of course, the ocean has been one of the most ecosystems devastated by the effects of humanity's impact on the planet in terms of reducing fish numbers and the desecration of different environments. So this is a very novel and, I suppose, very apt initiative as well.
It is, yeah. So even things like seagrass, I mean, so Clew Bay, we're very fortunate, is an incredibly kind of healthy ecosystem. It doesn't have a huge level of pollution. The water is pretty clear. But again, there has been, you know, the activities of the past have left a kind of a mark on the seafloor. So I suppose Green Ocean is looking to I suppose, to reseed that and bring it back to its more natural state. I suppose Green Ocean Coffee, while we're starting in Clew Bay, we're looking at projects around the coast, which aren't as obviously as ideal as Clew Bay, but probably in need of more restoration than Clew Bay is. And I suppose what we're looking at as well is that as seagrass is a very delicate marine creature or marine plant, at least they have to be minded and protected, because as ocean temperatures warm, this has a dramatic impact on organisms like seagrass and other fish like that.
Definitely. I'd like to open up the discussion now, but I'll go back to Dr. John Caulfield first. Dr. John Coffey, you've heard from David and Porrick there. It's great to see businesses really driving this drive towards sustainability. And I know that you'd partner with a lot there in the university and probably be training a lot of the next generation as well. We can all make a difference here, can't we?
Yeah, they're brilliant stories. I'm delighted to hear about Porrick and David's work. I was up on a sightseeing cruise around Clew Bay on Sunday, David, and in awe of all the nature up there, the biodiversity, the seals, and many, many different varieties and species of jellyfish. but I think maybe, like, we're all approaching it from different angles, but maybe if I could try and define a kind of a through line that brings us all together. One thing is that it's all interconnected. So you're talking about there about businesses around responsible consumption, which you see through Porrick, it's linked to life on land through reforestation, hugely important issue. Mm. You're talking to David around the ocean, and that was really fascinating around its role in climate. I think we totally forget that. I was delighted to hear that, David, just around you're talking about the importance of seagrass, something that most people are not aware of. And I think maybe the lessons that I would draw from it is, like, firstly, we need scholarship. We need research that can, for example, show the impact of, you know, seagrass decline, mm-hmm. deforestation decline, or reversing it. We also need people who are passionate about it, because this isn't a thing we can fix today or tomorrow. We need to have people who drive forward new innovations, mm-hmm. new ways of addressing consumer behaviour, or new large-scale projects that deal with some of the issues like deforestation and the ocean. And I suppose we also need a kind of a broad societal value in sustainability, right? Because there's little point in us doing work in the university or Porrick or David doing work through their companies if it doesn't have a ripple effect outwards. Mm. And I'd like to think that a university who cares about sustainability has a really important role in all of those areas. So hopefully the students that come to our university, they see the projects we have around recycling, water, good use of water, things like the student pantry, good health and well-being initiatives, that they get to experience them there, that we can help drive on their passion for change, that they have opportunities to start up new, for example, pantries or fashion, recycling and sharing and swapping projects. Lots of things, beach cleanups. God, our students are so passionate about this area. But also that through the curriculum, that they get to learn the skills so that they can be the engineers, the scientists, the lawyers, the activists of the future. That through their experience in the University of Galway, studying on whatever course that might be, you know, the broad range of course, everybody has a role to play in this. You know, it's not just engineers or scientists with the hard hats out in the ocean ships. It's also the people who are developing policy, shaping policy. It's the people who are studying consumer behaviour. How do we change people's? It's all the breadth of the scholarship up in the university, but connecting it back to research. I know David will probably be aware of the really strong research in the university around microplastics and how big an issue that is around the globe. But of course, here in Galway, because we've got the research vessels, because we've got the research expertise, for example, in the Ryan Institute, we can lead the way in highlighting that as an issue, but then connect the dots between both industry, between other research collaborators like the Marine Institute or further afield. So I do think the university can play a really important part in linking all these things together.
It's an interesting point. And I know, David, you've mentioned there that you yourself, you scuba dive and you're a diver and all that. Have you noticed a big change in the oceans in your career diving and things like that?
Yeah, I suppose it's very obvious abroad when you see the coral being bleached. That's like really obvious. But also even back here, the quantity of fish is lower. And that's a shame. And a lot of it's coming down to habitat loss and habitat destruction. Things like warming temperatures has a dramatic effect on things like seagrass beds that are kind of used to a lower temperature. And now as the temperature is increasing by 1 or 2 degrees, it does have an impact. But I mean, obviously, we've all seen David Attenborough with the coral reefs and seeing how, but it is absolutely shocking when you actually go diving in, you know, places before that would have been very bright and full of fish. And now they still have fish in them, but the corals are not as bright and the fish quantities are lower. But just to come back to one of the points that John made there, I think it's really, really important to focus on the point that every possible change matters and every positive action matters, no matter how small. And one of the motivations behind Green Ocean Coffee was to effectively be an enabler so that a whole variety of different people, both at home, in their offices, in the cafes, can actually participate in this and make a difference. And I think that, you know, as you were speaking about, John, that common thread in terms of that collective responsibility and collective passion and energy, that's key to actually making big inroads into these type of projects.
Absolutely. And to finish up with Porrick Power, the senior marketing manager at Refurbed. Porrick, we've heard the links there on what we can do, but I suppose yourselves there in Refurbed, very important there. We mentioned that you're a forestation measure, and I suppose that can have a huge impact in terms of getting in the CO2, and it's a double-edged sword, the fact that you're also stopping other companies from mining for big technological appliances, the likes of iPhones and laptops and different things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the reforestation, it's super important, number one, in CO2, like you said, and in stopping that or at least absorbing that via the trees. But also because we're planting the native trees, it creates an ecosystem within Ireland as well. So when you do have, you know, a new field of trees or fields, plural, you are going to see more animals, more wildlife. You are going to see the land protected more. And it's great to see that flourish within the country. And then outside of that, you're 100% correct when it comes to the stopping of mining. Because when we look at things such as smartphones, they use silicone, gold, silver, all of these really high value kind of natural resources. And when I mean high value, I don't mean in terms of cost, but I mean in terms of the value it actually has to the environment. So when people are using refurbished devices or when people are even just recycling their own technology, they're lessening the need for that to be stripped from the environment. So they're in turn then making sure that they're helping protect. So I think it's fantastic to see you have the likes of there of David with Green Ocean Coffee, who's, you know, planting back and giving back to the environment. Also us with the tree planting, but also one of the main things that we can do is stop taking from it. So that's where the likes of the refurbishment comes in and lessens the need for new devices.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, it was a very interesting conversation there. We touched on a lot of things. Sustainability very broadly, microplastics, afforestation, and much, much more. But we'll have to leave it there for our first episode of Ours to Protect. But I must say, Dr. John Caulfield, the Director of Strategy Implementation, University of Galway, Porrick Power, the Senior Marketing Manager, Global Operations in Ireland at Refurbed, and also David Law, the Director of Green Ocean Coffee. Thank you all very much for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thanks, John.
And that is it for this episode of Ours to Protect. There's more information on irishprotect.ie. Next week, we're speaking to Mary Dillon about an event taking place in Gort at 11:30 next Thursday. We'll catch you then.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. Check out irishprotect.ie for more info.